I'm looking forward to it. They're great little theatres up there. Skeggy is always good fun because you never know what audience you're going to get. You know, it depends on the summer season, who's in town, who's going to come. So I always sort of wing it a bit there to make it up as I go along.
And you get your fans as well following you around, I suppose, on the front row.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I have one. I've got one fan now. She sounds like Joe Pasquale. And she's quite a large, voluptuous, what's the word?
Voluptuous, anyway, you're right.
And yeah, she's quite well noticeable. We have a good old laugh.
It's your new show, Jim, 40 years on. Yep. So what can we look forward to?
I'm just going to talk about all the ups and downs in my life. So instead of telling a series of jokes, I would talk about my life, and which is funnier, really. All the funny bits, nothing too miserable. And basically to talk about how to, you know, to carry on as one door closes, another one slams in your face. But, you know, the road to success is littered with failure, and how you move away around that. And to end up, you know, doing what I'm doing now, which is where I'm the happiest, is looking after veterans in prison.
Yeah. Show business, Jim. It's not a bad business to be in, is it? They tell us.
Well, they say the BBC is the job to have at the moment. The way I'm looking at these wage packets, I mean, I'm sad I got kicked out.
You'd have been up there, wouldn't you?
I would have been on the top of that lot. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah. You've had so many highs. We've had one or two lows. We won't talk about those. But, I mean, so many highs as well. And you've done so much in that career, haven't you?
I think the highs and lows are the same. They're just things that are...
Did you just ping then?
I think someone pinged. Hang on, who wants me? Oh, the Palladium tomorrow night. No, I can't do that. I'm talking to BBC Lincoln. I'll tell them to clear off. No, I think the highs and the lows are just another waypoint in your life, and you look back at them equally with... never trust them. Never trust the highs or the lows, because you can't expect to have good news all your life, can you? And you'll get the occasional bad thing and the occasional good thing. The idea is to just level out and get on with it.
We're only going to be able to skim the surface here, but let's just rewind. New Faces, 76. What do you remember about that?
I remember it was March the 9th, and I did the audition for a man called Les Cox, and he really liked me. And when I got up to Birmingham on March the 9th, and he'd left, and there was another producer. I thought, oh no. And then there was a fantastic band on, and this man said to me, "These are good, aren't they?" I said, "Yes, sir, they are." And he said, "I hear you're better." So that was an incentive. And I went on, did 2 minutes, 40 seconds, and I won. I won it. And then I went and won it again for the all-winner show. And then I came second in the final to Roger DeCourcy and Nookie Bear.
Bless him.
A man with his hand up a teddy bear's bottom beat me on the television.
I don't know. But hey, it didn't stop you going on to the Generation Game, of course. Big act to follow.
Yeah, well, it was. When I got offered the Generation, funny enough, I got offered it first when Bruce went sick and I stood in for him, and then they offered it to me when he didn't want to do it anymore. Or they got me cheaper. I don't know the answer to that. But the thing about the Generation Game was trying to change it from what Bruce was doing. The first series, they tried to make it very Brucey. And, of course, he was just the best at that. So I thought, well, what can I do? What's been the thing that people like about me? Unpredictability. So let's make the Generation Game not of a pattern. Let's give it some chaos. And let's show the cameras. And let's drag the crew in. And let's throw custard pies at people. A bit like Tiz was, that used to be on the television. And I really, really enjoyed it. I had a fabulous time.
I think the thing is, Jim, you're so natural about whatever you take on. Big Break, I loved you in that with Big John Virgo. How much fun was that to do?
Well, I mean, it really did coin the phrase snookaloopy. And the great thing about that is whenever I run out of things to say and I couldn't think of anything funny, I'd just say, "What do you think, John?" And he'd just have that hangdog look that everybody loved. I like that. I did that for about 12 years, I think, something ridiculous.
Yeah. And then I guess...
Those were the good old days.
Yeah, the good old days. We always talk about those. And then I guess Celebrity Big Brother brought you a whole load of new fans, didn't it?
Yeah, it brought a lot of new fans on the media, you know, the Facebook and things. The trouble is with new fans, they're not sure about going to theatres or concerts to see, you know, comedians. And they're getting used to that now. They either go to these little clubs or they go to Wembley Arena. And so a lot of the young fans that see you on television can't really afford to pay to come and see you at the Skegness Embassy.
I want to come back to something you were talking about a few minutes ago, Care After Combat. Tell us what it's about.
Well, Care After Combat does things that other charities don't do. We provide a mentor to veterans in prison. We've got 3,500 veterans in prison, for whatever reason. And we say to them, you've done the crime, you do the time, but come and, you know, sign up with us and we'll get you a mentor. with the idea of forming a pathway for you once you leave the prison, with you, with the intention of you not coming back. And we've had 100% success in the last 2 years. Everyone that's been released has not reoffended. I think we've had one that broke his license and pulled his tag off and legged it or something. Mm. But it's a great thing that we're doing. Simon Weston and I and a guy called Goose formed it. And if any ex-forces are listening now and they want to if they want to come and join us as a mentor and be trained and help one of their oppos, then give us a call at our Newark office, Care After Combat. And you can join the team.
Mm. And tell us some more about this charity concert you've got coming up in Birmingham for Keith Emerson.
Yeah, Birmingham Symphony Hall, 28th of July. I'm putting together the 60-piece orchestra, Rick Wakeman, and various other musicians all involved around Keith Emerson's life. Keith Emerson was the rather flamboyant keyboard player that proved that the organ and the synthesizer was the way forward rather than the guitar.
Yeah, from Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Yeah.
They were a huge, great big band. Mm. And he sadly took his own life a while ago. And so we're going to put on a tribute to remember the great man. And because it's at the Symphony Hall in Birmingham, we have a few seats that you think, oh, I'm not sitting up there, not in the balcony. But this is a symphony hall, so all the seats are really good. And we've got a few left, and it's on the 28th of July, so please come along. It's going to be great. Wait till you hear Emerson, Lake and Palmer's music with a symphony orchestra, but it's mic'd up as loud as a rock band. Wow. Mm,
absolutely wonderful. I can imagine. So, Jim, Embassy Theatre, Skegness, and, of course, the new Theatre Royal, as it is now. You better rehearse that. The new Theatre Royal in Lincoln. It was the Theatre Royal. It's now the new Theatre Royal in Lincoln, but pretty much the same. Wonderful venue.
Give it a lick of paint, perhaps.
They've got some wonderful, passionate, enthusiastic new owners who really are doing some great things at the new Theatre Royal. But Jim Davison...
Good. Well, I hope I fill it up for him.
You will. You will, I'm sure. Jim Davison, never afraid to tell it how it is, I suppose, particularly in political circles. You must have loads of material at the moment, Jim, I should think.
Well, not really, because it's all a bit down, isn't it? I've never seen such anger between, you know, the opposition are all getting nasty and horrible and how dare you do this and everyone's to blame for that. Just get on with it. We voted for Brexit. Let's get out. Bring the drawbridge up and be Great Britain. I can't ever remember a French Spitfire, can you?
40 years on, Jim, final message for those coming along to see you in Skegness or Lincoln or both, for that matter.
Well, my message would say, come along. Leave your brains in the cloakroom and I'll make you laugh.